Hey, sweetheart. Come in, come in. Funnily, you showed up. I was actually just about to call you. What made you want to show up to our date so early? I can understand that. I'm excited for our first proper date, too. But, that's what I wanted to talk to you about, sweetheart. It's nothing bad, so don't go there. Do not go there. I'm sure you can tell from my scent that my rut is here. The only reason I'm so lucid is because I was able to make myself come right before opening the door. I want to take you out, honey. I really, really do. But I don't think I'm in any state for that right now. Half dressed with my cock already hardening at the mere smell of an enticing Omega. This is something that only the Omega I'm spending my rut with should see and smell. You've been an Omega for less than a year, can barely handle your own heats. You don't need to deal with an alpha in ruts. So I was wondering if it would maybe be possible if we could reschedule the date, sweetheart. I'm just thinking of your own personal safety. I care about you, little O. Your first time with me in a non-clinical setting should be when I'm able to take care of you. Go nice and sweet and slow like you deserve. Open you up. Taste your sweet hole. Notch you and have you squirming underneath me as I bite your neck. It shouldn't be like this. My instincts are going to tell me to take, to fuck, to breed, to make you mine. I don't know if you want to be mated yet. You're a freshly presented Omega out in the world for the first time. There's so many experiences you've yet to have, and I'm sure being tied to the same alpha that showed you that you were an Omega is the last thing you want. I won't be in control of myself when another wave of my rut hits. I'm just trying to look out for you, Omega. Can you understand that? Don't look at me like that. I'm not saying I know what is best for you. I'm not trying to put on alpha bravado for you or something. I'm really not. I'm trying to be honest with you. We haven't even had a first real date yet. We've only been together in the facility. The feelings you feel right now might be because you've had very limited contact with alphas besides me. Of course, you feel a strong emotional attachment. I'm the first one to have nodded you. But that was more for your own health during heat. Spending my rut with you would mean that we are way more than casual, that we are officially in the courting stage. And obviously, I want that more than anything, sweetheart. Believe me, it's taking every ounce of self-control I have to not just pounce you right here and now. But I want you to make the choice for yourself. You're an independent Omega, honey. I don't want you to feel like I'm forcing you to be here or making you do something that you'll regret. Fuck. Oh, shit. I can feel another wave coming on. I don't know how much longer you're going to be safe in this house without being bred Omega. You should go if you don't want to see this. You didn't move. Why didn't you move? Are you saying you want to stay with me? Really? Of course, I wanted you to stay despite my warnings. Of course, I want you as my Omega. But I was supposed to do this right, court you properly, win your affection the way that an alpha is supposed to. I swear. It wasn't supposed to be like this. It wasn't. I had a night of romance planned. Some dinner at a local Italian place that makes fantastic bread. A stroll around the park while we swap stories and learn more about each other, and then walking you home and wishing you good night. I want to show you that not all alphas are knotheads like you might think they are. I wanted to be gentle with you. Take things slowly, regardless of what my instincts have been screaming at me. Whenever I see you, my inner alpha starts chanting, "Mine, mine, mine," over and over again. I'm just gonna be honest. I don't know how much longer I can go without losing control. I can only think about sinking my cock into your wet hole. And I can smell how wet you are. Is the scent of an alpha in rut getting to you, sweetheart? You can be honest with Alpha, little O. Is alpha scent making you want to bend over like the pretty little thing you are? Then take off your pants. I don't need to wait any longer to take what's mine. And when you're done, I want you to bend over the couch and spread your cheeks. I want to see just how desperate my Omega got while standing there, forced to smell my arousal getting heavier in the air. Is that the only thing you can think about? Such a slut for it, Omega. If I didn't know any better, I would say that you want to be bred up by me this time. Feel my knot in your hole and have your stomach pumped full of my cum. I bet you would catch just for me. It's not impossible for an Omega to be bred outside of a heat. Just very unlikely. But if anyone could do it, I bet it would be you, Omega. You've always surprised me. Now spread your cheeks. Let me see how wet you are. Fuck, sweetheart. Is that all for me? So wet, Omega. I won't even have to stretch you at this rate. Your body's already prepared to take me just like a good Omega. Just look at you, bent over the couch and waiting. Feeling my cock tease between your cheeks. You feel it, honey? You feel the thick head just outside your entrance? You want me to slip it inside you and give you what you want so badly? Did you forget how good it felt in our time apart? You know, it hasn't been very long that you've gone without me nodding you, and you're already this desperate for it. Are you sure you're not in heat, little O? You don't smell like it, but you sure are acting like it. Or maybe, just maybe, now that there aren't cameras everywhere, you can be the Omega slut you were always meant to be. You've just been hiding it from me, haven't you? That's okay. You don't have to hold back with me, and I don't have to hold back with you. I don't have to take it slow or gentle. It's not like anyone's watching us. I'm going to do what I've been dying to do forever, honey. I'm going to make you my fucking Omega. Oh, that's tight, little O. Just like an Omega should be for their Alpha. Oh, it feels so good to be filled up again, doesn't it? Oh, you sound so lovely when you take my cock, honey. Not complaining when I thrust in one full go. You're not even protesting, just making an adorable little hiccup. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's it, Omega. Take it nice and deep. Such a good Omega slut for your Alpha. Oh, that's it. Such a warm hole for me to bury myself in. It feels so nice to bury my cock in something that isn't my hand, something that isn't a fleshlight. It feels so good to be able to smell my Omega's arousal all around me, feel your wetness sucking me in. Oh, it's so much better than imagining it, than smelling one of your old shirts I stole from the facility. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're so good for me, little O, taking my cock so well. Oh, that feels good. Nice and thick, just how you need it, right? Bent over the couch and holding your cheeks apart so I can take what I want. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck, you're being so well behaved for your Alpha, making me feel so good. It's so nice to see you adjusting to your place, honey. Oh, I worried it would have been hard for you. After all, you are a late presenter, but it seems you are always meant to be an Omega slut, huh? Oh, that's right. This is what you were destined for. All I did was correct a mistake that nature made when you hadn't presented yet. Oh, you're just too pretty to be anything else but an Omega. The way you moan on my cock. The way you subtly cant your hips up asking for more. Asking for me to take you. You're not even aware you're doing it. Getting lost in the wanton pleasure of my cock fucking in and out of your soaking hole. Oh, yes. Doing such a good job for your Alpha little O. Keep going. Keep taking me. Oh, fuck. Just like that. Oh, making your Alpha feel so good. You're such a good Omega for me. Can't get enough of your hole. I'm the only Alpha that's been inside you. Isn't that right, honey? Oh, so good for me. Love that no one else has had this hole except for me. Love that I'm the only one that's made you feel like this. Oh, yes. Yeah, you don't act like a slut for anyone else except me, right? Oh, yeah, that's my Omega. So good for me, acting like a slut for me and me alone. Oh, you're so good for me, digging my cock nice and deep, moaning and begging for me. Oh, you can't get enough, can you? You've missed taking this cock every day since you left the facility. Missed the feeling of my knot swelling inside you, locking us together, breeding you just how you crave. Oh, that's right. My knot pumping more cum into your stomach as you mumble gratitude in my direction. You always get lost in your pleasure, like right now. Barely listening to what I'm saying. Enjoying the feeling of my cock way too much for your own good. Keep your cheeks nice and spread so that I can keep hitting that special spot inside you. The one that makes you cry out in pleasure. Oh, yes. Yeah, you're such a good little Omega slut for your Alpha. Making me feel so good. Doing such an amazing job. Oh, keep it up. Oh, fuck. Oh, I want you to know, sweethearts, you aren't leaving here without a mark on your neck and my knot locked in your hole. Oh, fuck, and that's it, Omega. Clench down on me. Work for that knot you want. Oh, you look fucking... Oh, fuck. Oh, you look so good like this, just like a proper Omega should. Bent over and dripping wet for your Alpha, taking your knot like a good slut. Oh, this is all you need, isn't it? You don't need another alpha. Another alpha wouldn't fuck you like this, wouldn't make you feel good like this. Another alpha wouldn't even care if you come on their nut. Oh, this is what you get for being a good little O for your alpha. When you behave yourself, when you follow my instructions, you get to feel good. Isn't it so nice to listen to your alpha? That's my omega. So fucking good for me. Love how wrecked you sound as you keep taking it. Nice and deep inside your tight little hole. So fucking wet for me. Oh, I can watch your body shake as I continue to thrust inside you. Can you feel it? Can you feel my knots starting to form? Oh, it's right around the rim, sweetheart. It feels good, doesn't it? Oh, fuck. That's it, honey. Let me know how good it feels. Moan for me. Let me hear it. Come on, keep moaning. Keep making those noises. Oh, you sound so fucking delicious, little O. Going to make you mine. Going to bite your neck and breed you. Just how you need. Just how you want. Oh, you're mine. You've been mine since the second you presented in my office. I want no one else but you. Oh, no omega could compare to you, honey. You're the perfect slut for me. The best hole to bury my cock inside. Oh, I'm going to breed you up just like you need. Gonna lock my knot inside your hole and fill you until you can't fucking move. Oh, that's right. You're mine to fuck, mine to breed, mine to use how I please, little O. Oh, you belong to Alpha. Go on, say it. Tell me who your fucking Alpha is, Omega. Scream it from the top of your fucking lungs. Oh, you're damn right it's me, sweetheart. Dr. Bardot is your Alpha slut. Don't you fucking forget it. From now until forever. Oh, you don't need anyone else. You belong to me. You're my omega. Fuck. Oh, that's it. Feel my knot getting bigger the more I fuck you. You're getting close, aren't you? Just waiting for my knot to be pushed inside to come, right? Oh, just like a good omega should. That's right. Omegas don't come before their alpha. No, no, no. They wait for their knots. They wait for permission. Oh, fuck right there. A knot inside your tight. A knot inside your tight hole is always permission to come when you're with me, sluts. But you must wait for the knot. You have to be patient for me, little O. That's the only way you're getting what you want. Fuck. Oh, you feel so fucking good. Clenching around me, trying to get my knot to pop quicker. Oh, that's a good omega. Acting like such a proper slut. Look so fucking good like this. Yes, you do. Oh, yes. Doing such a good job of taking me. A natural at this, honey. Yes. Oh, you were made to be fucked. To be bred. To be mine. You don't belong to anyone else. No, no, no. No one else gets to see you like this. They don't deserve it. You're mine, little O. And I'm gonna make sure that everyone knows it. Not just from coding. Not just from my scent coding yours. No, no, no. I'm going to stick my claim on your pretty neck. Make it official just like you deserve. An omega as precious as you deserves a proper mate. A proper alpha. Oh, and I'll make the best alpha for you. You'll see. You'll see. Fuck, so close. Oh, I think, oh, little O, I think I'm gonna. Oh, that's my Omega. Oh, you feel so good. That's my Omega. So good for your Alpha. Took everything so well. You're going to love being mated to me. It's all going to be okay. This is for the best. You were made for me, and I was made for you, sweetheart. You'll see. Your emotions are just running a bit high right now, being around your Alpha and rut. All your instincts want to do is submit and make me happy. And that's okay. I'm having a moment of lucidity as you milk my knots. We'll talk about all of this later, when we're both in a better state of mind. Right now, I want you to enjoy how it feels to be milking your Alpha's knots. Come spurting inside you, filling you up, breeding you just how you need. Such a good slut for your Alpha. You love the feeling of my knot settled deep inside you, don't you? Oh, that an Omega. You're so good for me. Yes. You know, I've been looking for a mate for a while now. I just didn't think it would be from one of my former patients. But I'm happy it's you, sweetheart. You fill me with so much joy that I lose all rational thinking sometimes. My inner Alpha wouldn't have settled for just any Omega, no. If it wasn't you, it would be searching for someone like you. I'm really happy I didn't settle for a cheap replacement and got the real thing. No one could compare to you. You're a candle in a dark room. All eyes are on you, honey. And now you're mine. Just like I'm yours. Mm-hmm.